All businesses need money to start, grow, and to change the world. By the time Coca-Cola bought out Innocent Smoothies in February 2013, the UK business was worth £320 million. When Twitter filed its IPO, it was valued at over $13 billion. And just lately, Facebook bought WhatsApp for a whopping $19 billion. But none of these guys started out big. Back when these companies were relative unknowns, the banks wouldn't give them money, so they turned to private investors, and those private investors wound up making a tidy profit. But who were they? We've all heard of the brands, but who were the investors that helped get their businesses off the ground in the first place? They're often referred to as business angels. They're like the dragons from the BBC's Dragon's Den, except there's a lot more of them.